Okay, today's Beitza Daf Hey. We are on Dalet Amud Beis, about three lines from the bottom, by the Itmar. So we're in the middle of discussing, we said on top of Dalet Amud Beis, where Rabbi said the halacha followed Rav, even though when you have machlokas Rav Yochanan and Rav, you typically follow Rav Yochanan, there were three instances where we followed Rav, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. Right, the second one we discussed yesterday was Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Golios. Today we're going to discuss in Yonah the Yoma about Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. Right, Itmar. Shnei Yomim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. So yesterday we said that a Beitza that was born on one day of Yontif is Mutter on the second day of Yontif. Because right? If the first day was Chol, then it's fine. If the second day is Chol, then it wasn't Mukser. So it's all good. But now, because we said that Yontif Sheni is kept Midin Safek. Now with Rosh Hashanah is a different story. Itmar, you know, Rosh Hashanah, the problem is also, Rosh Hashanah, you're always going to have a problem. Because Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. So to find out what day is Rosh Hashanah, even in Yerushalayim could sometimes have an issue because Eidim have to come. It's not like Sukkot or Yom Kippur or where you have a couple of days and everybody in Yerushalayim and in Israel could figure it out. So it Rosh Nei Yom Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Rav Shmuel both said, the Amri Tarvayu, Nolda Bezeh, if it's born, the egg is laid on the first day, Asur Bezeh, it's still Asur on the second day. Rashi says, third last line, Asur Bezeh, Shehen Vadai Chok Kavua. It is a chok, the way it was established was a chok Kavua, Nios Kerot Yom, Aruch Midrabanan. It's all one day. It's considered one halachic day, like a Yom HaRichta, one day. Shemitchila, because originally when they made this takana to hold 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Lo Machma Sapik Hishchilu Asosan. It wasn't made because of a Sapik. We weren't specific whether this day is Yontif or that day is Yontif. We knew, but nevertheless, they said, 2 days. Why? How did that work? And if it's one full day, so halachically it's one day, so if it's born on the first day, it's as if it's born on the second day, because it's the same day. Nitnan is a quote to Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Barishona, originally, which means pre-takana, pre-enacting time. Barishona, hayu mekavum edus hachodesh kol hayom. Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah doesn't have the word kulo. Kol hayom kulo. Originally, they would accept the edim, coming to testify that they saw the new moon the night before, the entire day. So it happens. You have, it's day 30. It's 30 days past Rosh Chodesh Elul. So it's Lamed Elul, which also could potentially be Al Tishrei. So they come, now what do they do? It could be Rosh Hashanah today. So basically, some Rosh Hashanah, what they do is they're going to keep Rosh Hashanah for the most part. They're going to keep Rosh Hashanah. They're going to keep no Malacha. They're not doing any Malacha right now. And potentially they're davening and probably blowing shofar. But you don't know if necessarily for sure is today is Yontif. So what they used to do is they would wait the entire day to see if Edim came. If Edim came during the day, great, they kept Yontif. If Edim didn't come, then they'd do it again tomorrow. Because if Edim didn't come. So Rosh Hashanah, you call them Edus Kol Hayom. Pam Achas, right, Rashi says, Yom HaKol Yom, last Rashi. Yom Shloshim Shel Elul, the 30th day of Elul, which could be either. Uba Erev, and the night before, Hayu Osurim B'Malacha, they would say already Osur B'Malacha, Shemi is Kaddish HaKodesh, L'Macha, because maybe tomorrow we'll do Kiddush HaKodesh, and it'll be Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. V'Nimsa Shalayla Hazei Yontif, so it looks like this night would be Yontif. Shekein Kol Hayom Mitzapim Le'Edus Roei HaLevana, so all day they're waiting for Edus of people who saw the new moon, Ulai Yavol, maybe they'll come, the Kol Shah Shabayim Ad Sheteshach, and any time they would come, the entire stretch of the day, until night, they would accept Hayim Mekabim Edusan, or Mekachin HaKodesh Bo B'Yom. But one time, people got nervous. Pam Achas, Nishto Edim Lavol, typically the Edim came during the day, and it's getting late in the day, and they've gone and panicked. Right? One time, Pam Achas, Nishto Edim Lavol, V'Nizkalkalu Aleviyim B'Shir. And the Leviim messed up the shear that they would sing along with the carbon tumid shel ben arba'im. They said the shear of chol. We'll see why that's a big deal, right? Niskal Leviim b'shir. So Rashi says niskal Leviim b'shir, niskalkal Leviim b'shir tumid shel ben arba'im. The afternoon carbon tumid. They said the wrong shear. She'amar bo shira shel chol. They said the shear of a weekday. She'hayu svurim shelo yavod. It's already 3:30 in the afternoon, which is when they brought the carbon tumid. And the Edom didn't come. So they said, and they thought that the Edom wouldn't come, the Hayom Chol. And they thought today was a weekday, and we'll do Rosh Hashanah again tomorrow. Well, Kishabohu, when they came, Nimsa Shahayu Kadosh, it turns out that it really was Rosh Hashanah. So they messed up. What about Korban Shachar? What about, they would never say the Shir Shal Yom, also by the Talmud Shal Shachar. So Rosh says, Bishal Shachar ain't toast. There was never a mistake. They would always say the shear of a chol on Shacharis because the Eidim never came that early. That's not a big deal. They would never go, could come that early. So they messed up the shear. So the Gemara says, so they made a takana, hiskinu shelo yu mekavim esa Eidim ela adam mincha. They would only accept Eidim on the, what would be 30th day of Elul, or first day of Tishrei, they would only accept the Eidus up to the time that you would be marking the Korban Tamid. Rashi says, Ad hakrabas ha-tamid shobein arvayim. Avala acher mikan, if the Eidim came after 3:30, mikan osu hayom hareyu me'ubar. Acher mikan osu hayom hareyu me'ubar. They would say it's 30 days of Elul, and it's me'ubar. And they would say, well, today's not Rosh Hashanah, and we'll do it tomorrow. Even though we knew for sure that today is Rosh Hashanah, is really Aleph, they would start counting the days of Tishrei from the next day. Rashi says, "Umonim miyom amacharas yom kippur besukas." The imbo edim in a minchul amala. But if the edim came in minchul amala, alchol pish imonim lavo dos meyom. Even though we wouldn't count today as Aleph Tishrei, we would count tomorrow as Aleph Tishrei. Never, even though we know technically today's Aleph Tishrei, the only reason we're not counting it that way is because we're not letting the edim testify. We still would not say, oh, 3:30, no Eidim came, turn on the television. They wouldn't do that, because lo mezalzlin be yisuro. Lo mezalzlin be b'hai shloshim, elagorim also be yisuro. They would keep the Isra Malacha for that day. Kasher huzeru adem mincha milamalacha, mi malacha. Just like they were careful not to do malacha up to that time, they would continue and not do malacha. Kain noge, v'gorim also b'kdusha so, and they would finish it with kedusha. Alma, so this is a proof. Tchilas Asiya Shnei Yomim Rosh Hashanah. The initial way that they, when it came about, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Afilu beBeistin Havi. They knew, even Beistin Yerushalayim would keep 2 days. Vilo Misafik, and it wasn't Midin Safik. Shari Vadai Yishe Yom Tov Lemachar. We know for sure which day is Yontif. It's going to be tomorrow. Is Yontif. Nevertheless, they kept this first day as Yontif. V'Afapi came Tikkun LaSoso. Shema Minoy, you see from here, Chok Chachamim, it's a Chok of the Chachamim, Umitzvasan Hai Lasosan, it's a Chok Chachamim. So therefore, it's not Midin Safik. When the Chachamim made this Takana, they made this one full day, so the Beit Zion old in one, it's going to be Usser in the other. That's the main point.
So did they not bring the Musaf on that?
So Tos, now we have to figure it out, okay. This column of Vim Fashir. So the Gemara says, Toso says, Vihiksha, let's read the whole Tosos. B'shir shol ben arvayim ma'ari. We're talking about the shir shol yom of the afternoon. Sharmu shir shol chol, shalo yisrum she'evo edim. Okay, that's the whole thing. Tosos then says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, fifth short line, v'hikshir rabbeinu peretz. What are you so concerned about the shir? Right? Ha'ika kilkul gavim musafim. There's a problem with the korban musaf. Why? V'amai lo chashu. Ela ala vodas hatam. Why is it only concerned about that? They messed up the korban, the shir of the korban tamid. Right? The Amaylo chashu ela avodas atamid. The kishabawa edim in a minchul amala kvar hikrivu atamid. But if that's the case, if the edim didn't come after 3:30, so what happened? They were makar the korban tamid. Are you allowed to makar any korbanos after the korban tamid? No. So
you have korban
tzivur. We got to go through step by step through Tosos. So he says, not allowed to makar the korban tamid. Supposed to be the last korban. So im kain in yichulam hakrivu musafim. You can't be makar the korban musaf. The edim didn't come till 3:30. Right, they didn't come till 3:30. So they were marked to the Korban Tamid. Oh, we messed up with the wrong song. What do you mean messed up with the wrong song? Now the Eidim came, and you can't bring the Korban Musaf. Right, because the Pasuk says, Diksid, V'hikir aleh chal v'yashon, shlamim. Gemara Yoma says, V'darshin aleh hashlem kol ha-korban haskulon. The Korban Tamid has to be the last one. She'ein korban kariv la'achareh. No korban can be brought, typically, afterwards. So there could be a few answers. V'teiritz, number one, that fidel obo ad la'achar korban satamid, v'kol mokam, Hamusafim crave him the hechad lo efshar shani. You can still do it because there are exceptions. Remember the Gemara Pesachim, there was an exception who he would have to bring his korban that day because he was tamei. He would have to bring the korban in the evening, or have to wait the whole day. He can bring his korban after the korban tamei in order to be tahor to have the korban Pesach. As right, Tosfos says, I midi dahabi amuchusar kippurim. Right, guy was muchusar kippurim. That's number one. Number two, lomar the asi asay derabim, the asay derabim, the mitzvah derabim of bringing the korban of Korbanos Musaf, Bedachi Asei Dahashlama. This Asei is more important, and it's Docha, the other Asei, of not bringing anything after the Korban Tamid. Right? Mishum da Alim Tvei. Okay, that's one, another answer. And he brings a third answer. Yesh Mefarshim, Demeikara Aisu Atamid Umasnu. They make a Tanai. On that day, they would make a Tanai. We would say, we bring a Korban Tamid, Al Tanai. If the Edom come afterwards, and this is just a regular Korban Ola, let's bring Bornas Nadava, and we'll bring the Korban Musaf afterwards. If the Edom don't come, then this is the Korban Tamid that we mark Al Tanai. Umasnu. Im lo yavo Edom ye Tamid, vim yavo ye mina Musafim. But he doesn't like the last answer. How do you make a tanai? If you're making a tanai, why are you saying the shir? Right, so they clearly said the shir, but three answers on Tosos as to why they weren't so concerned about the fact that they bring the Korban Musaf.
So at what point they knew how to calculate this bid, all this money? Because when they knew that, even though you were relying on the Edom, you knew the Edom were coming.
They didn't. The calendar, I think historically, the calendar wasn't until 300 or something like that. Hillel the Elder number 2 was even post, it's post-Korban.
Well after the...
Yeah, it's
contemporary of Abayim.
Yeah, so it's the 300s, it's post-Korban. Right. Okay, so Amar Rabba. So Rabba then says now, okay, so that was the Takkan in the Beis HaMikdash. The Takkan in the Beis HaMikdash was, we didn't accept the Edim from 330 onwards. Okay, but then, Amar Rabba, mitakkanes from Yochanan ben Zakkai. Now, from the Takkan of Yochanan ben Zakkai, Yochanan ben Zakkai is right after the Korban. After the Korban, he makes a lot of takanas. So, takanas from Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Eilech, Beitza Muteres. He's going to say the Beitza is Muteres. Why? Because he's going to say now, from times of Yochanan ben Zakkai, we didn't have this concern anymore about the Niskalkal of Yimashir. Well, there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore. So we don't have that concern. So we're going to go back to the original thing is going to allow us to accept Edim all the way up to the end of the day. So therefore, if the Edom don't come, we're holding this as a suffix now, between whether the first day is Rosh Hashanah, or the second day is Rosh Hashanah, right? Gemara says, Mitakadis of Yochanan and Zakkai, Eilach, Beitz and Muteris. It's not. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, same Mishnah, I think, Mishachar Beitz and Mikdash, once the Beitz and Mikdash was destroyed, Hiskin of Yochanan and Zakkai, Rav Yochanan and Zakkai made the Takana, Shemekabim Edom Ezus Achodesh Kolayom. They will Kabul Edom the entire day. So Rashi says, Mitakadis of Yochanan and Zakkai, Shehichzir Hadavar Lu Yoshno, he returned it. Right, his takana was take away the first takana. He was hit CRW Yoshno the kabel edusim kolayom to accept edus all day ulekade shayom all the way to the end. Nimsa she'ain bezin also shnei yamim. Bezin would not do 2 days anymore. Why? Because if the edim didn't come, today wasn't the yontif. If the edim did come, then they're not going to do tomorrow's yontif. So if bezin never didn't make 2 days, and if they did, it was because of suffik. V'harachokim ha'osim shnei yamim. Those who weren't near Beis Din, they only made 2 days because of the Masafik. They didn't know whether today was Rosh Hashanah on the day 30 of Elul or the next day, which would be day 31. It's the same Yontif, now it's the same thing as other 2 days of Yontif. Right, because Beis Din on one day would be Mutar on the next day. That's what Rabbah said. Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says to Rabbah, wait a second. But Harav Ushmuel, the Amri Tarvayu, Rav and Shmuel both said, now, and they're post Rav Yochanan and Zakkai, right? They said, Beitza Asura, that the Beitza born on one first day of Rosh Hashanah will be also on the second day. So he says, Rashi says, the Katani, the Chazar HaDavali Yoshno. Rav Ushmuel, oh, sorry, wrong Rashi. Okay, so Amrle, so Rabba says back to Abaye, Amina Lach Ana Rav Yochanan and Zakkai, I'm calling to you Rav Yochanan and Zakkai, who's that it's Asur, the Ata Martli Rav Shmuel, and you're telling me Rav Shmuel? You're calling me Rav Shmuel. I'm calling Rav Yochanan Zakkai. You're telling me, calling me a Moraim? Rav Yochanan Zakkai could theoretically be the greatest person in all of Jewish history. He's told to make the argument. He single-handedly saved Judaism after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And you're telling me Rav Shmuel? So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Ula Rav Shmuel kashe mas nisin. But according to Rav Shmuel then, we got a problem. Why are they saying that nowadays Beitza Shanoda on first day of Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, is Usher, it's post-Sakana Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, there's no Yom Marich anymore, it's just a Safik, and therefore it should be Mutter. So Mara says, Lokasha, Rashi says, Rabbi Shmuel Kasha, Mas Nisan, the Katani, the Chazar HaDavali Yoshno, the Brisa, or the Mishnah, that quotes Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, says, we went back to the rule prior to the issue of Niskalkal Olavi and Bashir. So the Gemara says, Lokasha, Halon v'Haluhu. That's for us, and that's for them. Right? Halon, Haluhu. So where are Rav and Shmuel? Rav and Shmuel are in Bavel. So when we say for us it's Bavel, for them it's Eretz Yisrael. Look at Rashi. So Rashi says, it's a little difficult. It says, Livnei Eretz Yisrael, Livnei Yisrael, she'osim yom echad, they make one day muteris. It's going to be muter, the egg, obviously. Aval yididan b'nei gola, but for us, in Golos, asura. It's going to be asur. Why? Sherei adayin anu osim shnei yom. We still make 2 days. No matter what, we're still going to make 2 days. Right? V'odenu kibitchila. The takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had no impact on us anymore. We're still functionally doing the same 2 days. So nothing changed for us. So it's going to be still be Yom Ha'arichta. Right? Mipnei osa takana rishana. Lo mipnei safek. We're still doing this. My problem is that they probably did it misafek even before this. We're still doing 2 days because of the takana of this Talkalo Levim Bashir. When Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai came and said, oh no, we're going to accept the Eidus all at the end of the day, that has no impact on us. The Baal Mor says when he took Halan Halahu, it means even anybody away from anyone who's like away from an earshot of the Beis Din, because they also wouldn't hear on that day whether it was Rosh Hashanah yet. But for them, functionally, nothing changed. They're still holding the 2 days because they're still never going to find out. So since functionally nothing changed, it's as if we are still prior to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Takana. Hilkach, ho vilbo lo pastu me'eslenu misha hischalnu, since we never stopped what we started, ain lahakel, there's no reason to be makel, vilomar ein min hagenu zeh mipnei takana rishona, el mei asafik. You shouldn't say that our minhag now is because of the suffix, not because of the original takana. The original takana was 2 days because Yom Ha'arichta. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai now says you can keep Edom all the way to the end. So people there by the Beis Din or in Israel are holding 2 days only within suffix. That doesn't impact us. We would hold the 2 days anyway. That new takana of Yochanan ben Zakkai has no impact on us. So functionally, we're still acting as if we were before the takana of Yochanan ben Zakkai. So therefore, Adayin b'Yisur Arishono Menul Yosom Kiyom Arach. For us, it's still one full long day. The people in Eretz Yisrael, or according to the Baal Mor, the people near the Beis Din, they're holding the 2 days potentially in Midin Safek. So for them, it'll be Muteris. But for us, it's going to be Asura. My problem is that they're saying, oh, functionally, it's the same thing as it was before the Takana of Yochanan ben Zakkai. Because the Takana of Nizkalkal, Levi, and Bashir, we're still holding by that. What about before that? Like 100 years before that, they were holding 1 day in Bavel?
They said it for two. No, not in Bavel.
But that's my, in Bavel.
No, in Bavel they never did.
That's my question. So it originally was a suffix, no?
It was always a suffix.
Not according to this.
There's no way for the Edom to arrive in Bavel and tell when.
Thank you. That's exactly my question.
There's no way for the Edom to arrive
anywhere
in Israel.
Correct.
Right.
So why they keep saying this Yom Ha'arichta, but the whole thing is because of a mistake. And the mistake is because it's a suffix. So they just a semantic. So something that I'm going to call it Yom Ha'arichta, and so it's because of Yom. But it's all the whole thing is a suffix.
So the whole thing, I mean, another question. There's a Gemara somewhere that says that there was a Kabbalah and a Chazakah that Elul was never, from your most Ezra, Elul was never Mu'uvar.
It's tomorrow's
that. So what are they worried about?
Right.
What are they worried about to begin with?
Anyway.
Right. Why are they concerned? Oh, the Edom didn't show up. Don't worry, the Edom didn't show up. You know, it hasn't been.
It's the same reason why Rabbah didn't hold for 2 days when they know.
So, I don't know, but that's you're asking my question. Your question is, in Bavel, for sure they held 2 days, in the Gulf, they sure held 2 days beforehand, because it was then suffix. So we go closer to the original. Why is the original the Yom Ha'arichta Takana? The original is in Bavel is 2 days within suffix. I don't know. My head is spinning on this. I don't know. All right. So that's their answer. The answer was, Halon Halahu. Rav Yosef then says, even after the Takana of Yochanan ben Zakkai, which now, let's just say, in the environment around the Yavne or in Eretz Yisrael, they're holding the 2 days would be Midin Safek. Excuse me, but the Beitz is still a Sura. Even though it's Din Safek, we'll just take that as a given, it's Midin Safek, and therefore the Beitz should be Mutter, it's still going to be Usser. Why? My time, have a Dabar Shev Minyan, Bichol Dabar Shev Minyan, Sarf Min Achel Artiro. The fact that we Ussered the egg was because it was a Takana, and the Beis Din made a Takana, and the only way to uproot the Takana of one Beis Din is for another Beis Din to come and uproot it. Dabar Shev Minyan means Minyan Achel Artiro. You can't just, ipso facto, get rid of it. You have to make a formal ruling of Beis Din in order to get rid of the pre-Takana of another Beis Din, right? The Supreme Court, in order to overrule Roe v. Wade soon, is going to have to make an actual case. They can't just say it's gone. All right. That's a prediction. Anyways, uh, So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Mino Aminala. So how do I know this? How do I know this concept of Ein Davarshav of Davarshav Minyan of Davarshav Minyan Tzarch Min Acher Latiro? So he's going to quote two psukim, then he's going to quote a Mishnah, and then we'll try to explain why he has two psukim. So the two psukim are as follows. The Chsiv, it says, Lech Amor Lahem, this is after Matan Torah, Lech Amor Lahem, Shvu Lachem Lo Halechem, return to your tents, and your tents are your women, return to your wives. He tells them, return to their wives. The Omer, and it also says elsewhere, it says, B'mshokha Yovel, Heima Yalu Bahar, when the shofar is blown, when the Yovel is over, they can go back onto the mountain. Okay, that's talking about, because Baruch Hu tells them, don't go to the mountain, or 3 days leave your tents, and he has to tell them to go back. Why does he tell them to go back? The reason is gone. They should be able to go back anyway. You're going to see that in order to make a takana, you have to expressly remove the takana. Okay. So, Vitnan. This is a Tanan, right? Yeah, the Tanan. This is a Mishnah. Vitnan. Kerem Revai. So Kerem Revai is the fourth year produce of the vineyard. So, Hayo'olu Yerushalayim, Mahalach Yom Echa L'chol Tzad. So the idea with Kerem Revai, we've seen in Rashi also. We've seen in Rashi. It's easier. Right, Sha'amra Torah Kodesh Hiluvim or Kodesh, the Garminim Kodesh Kodesh Mimaiser Sheni. They have a Xer Shavu of Kerem Revai to Maiser Sheni. The Xiv Be Kodesh, the whole Maser Eretz Shetzarich LaHalos HaPeiros Yerushalayim. With the Kerem Revai, you have two choices. You can either bring the produce to Yerushalayim and enjoy it and eat it in Yerushalayim, or lift those some, or you redeem them onto money. BeHalos HaDam Yerushalayim and bring the money to Yerushalayim. And eat, and then buy produce in Yerushalayim and eat there. They tiknu chachamim, they made a takana, that if you are within a day's walk of Yerushalayim, you must bring your peiros revai to the Yerushalayim. You can't do this redemption thing. It's not so much of a tircha, you're only a day. Bring your stuff to Yerushalayim. So what's the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, kerem revai, hayo'ol Yerushalayim, halach yom echa l'chol tzad, v'zoi tchuma, and this is a tchum. So mechok is negirsa, so elas minha, either daron or tzafon. So here it says from that tzafon, so not a lot from down, you know, all the way down in the Gulf. Different a lot. It's in the north. The akravat min hadarom, and its akravat is from the south. Load min hamarav, load to the west. The yardim min hamizrach, and then from the river to the east. I guess due east. So that's draw a circle. Anything within that circle is a 1 day's walk to Yerushalayim. They would have to bring. They cannot do this redemption. They would have to bring the peiros revai to Yerushalayim. Right, so the Gemara says, "Va'amar Ula the Itim Rabbi Baruchana Amar Yochanan, my time, my ta'am." What's the reason why? Kidei la'ater shuke Yerushalayim peiros, because we wanted to have peiros in Yerushalayim. We want to make it beautiful in Yerushalayim. Right, so how does that work? That you bring those peiros and you're going to eat them. So how does that glorify Yerushalayim peiros? I think the assumption is if you're going to bring these peiros, you'll bring other peiros with you, and now you're going to have. I think it's an economic thing. So people are coming to buy peiros. There's going to be a disparity between people who want to buy, a supply and demand issue, between the people who want to buy and the people who are selling. Because everybody wants to buy peiros in Yerushalayim because they have the money. So you force these people within a day's walk, once they have to bring their own peiros and they can't redeem it, they're going to bring all their peiros to Yerushalayim and enjoy a meal together. So there's now going to be more supply of peiros in Yerushalayim to sell. Look, that's the idea. So you see this, a takana. Takana, that's what the point is. The takana is, you must bring, these people must bring their peiros to Yerushalayim. Okay. Now, Betanya, another brisa. Kerem Revai Hayel Rabbi Eliezer, Mizrach Lud. So Rabbi Eliezer lived in the east of Lud, so he's within a day's walk of Yerushalayim. He had Revai produce that he had to bring to Yerushalayim. So he lives in Mizrach Lud, Bitzad Kvar Tevi. I guess that's the name of his location. It was too much of a tircha for him to bring it. So he's Bikesh Lafgir Aniyim. He wanted to be Makir, his Peiros Revai, to the Aniyim. The Aniyim would then get it. And they would take it to Yerushalayim. He would be off the hook because he's mafkir everything. Right? Rashi says, lafkir laniyim, sheyilkatu heim, they'll gather it, v'yalu Yerushalayim, and they will bring it to Yerushalayim, v'yachlu sham, and they would eat it there, shahaya alav torach alo sham haperos. For whatever reason, he couldn't bring the stuff to Yerushalayim. So I'll be mafkir it, and somebody else will bring it. So Amar lo Talmidav, so the Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, why do you have to do that? Kvar nimnu alecha verecha, your friends, which is actually Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, who says Rebbe, they already made another takana, the hitiruha, and they were matir. They no longer, why? Because it's post-Horban. The whole reason was to be la'ater Yerushalayim with peiros, to make it beautiful. This Yerushalayim is in ruins. So Rashi holds, you must hold Kedusha Rishon, the Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Asi Lava, that there's still Kedusha, and you can still bring the peiros to Yerushalayim and eat. So they wanted to go eat the papers in Yerushalayim, but he said, you don't have to worry about it anymore. The takana was revoked. So you see here, though, v'tirua, man chaverecha, who your chaver, will revoke the takana, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the reason why it's okay now, ta'ama dimnimnu, is because he said that they already revoked the takana. Halo nimnu, had they not revoked the takana, lo, you wouldn't have been able to go up, you would have had, the takana would still be in place, even though the reason for the takana is gone. The whole reason is to to adorn the marketplaces of Yerushalayim with Peiros. There are no marketplaces of Yerushalayim anymore. It's a desolate city. Still, the only reason why it's now mutter is because Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai made another takana to remove the original takana. So you see here that you have to, Darish of a minion, he's a minion achal atiro. So the Gemara says, okay, now that's fine. Those are the three sources, right? These two psukim and this Mishnah. So Maiva Omer, what do I need these two psukim for? What's going on? The Gemara says, Hachik Omer. This is how you have to read the two psukim. Michtei Ksiv, the pasuk says, Heyu nichonim l'shloshes yamim, be prepared for 3 days, al tikshu al isha, don't come close to your wife. And then it says, Lech emor lahem shuvu lachem lo lechem. Lamali, why do I need, Shem tells us, be prepared for 3 days. Okay, 3 days, why? Because to be tahor for Matan Torah. Matan Torah happened. So the takana should expire. No, Hashem has to tell us again, now shuvu lachem lo aleichem. Meaning, darish of a minyan, he's minyan achal atiro. Right, Rashi says, you see from here, that even if you have something that has a time limit, that it doesn't matter. The time limit doesn't make a difference, you still need another minyan to be matirit. So shema minyan, kol darish of a minyan, so it's minyan achal atiro. And then the Gemara says, v'chitim, so why need another pasuk? So maybe this pasuk is not, maybe shuvu lachem lo aleichem is not talking about, removing the original takana. Maybe the chitema l'mitzvahs ona hudasa. It's coming about mitzvahs ona. Rashi says, maybe the pasuk is talking about that it's just commanding the men to make sure that you have relations with your wife at certain times when it's appropriate to have relations. It's a mitzvah of ona. It's not talking about going back after Matan Torah. That's why they bring another pasuk. So Tashma, that's why the pasuk says, "Bimshocha yovel heimelu lahar." When the yovel comes, when they blow the shofar, the shechina left the har. They can go back onto the mountain. Why is that? Because mitzvah ksiv. Because the pasuk says, "Kamatzon vebakar al yiru el marahu." Right, the son and the bakar can't be on the mountain at that time. Right, so Meshach HaYovel Amali, why do I need Meshach HaYovel? The whole reason why the Tzorah Bakar can't be on the mountain at the time is because there's Kedusha. Once the Kedusha dissipates, they should be able to go back. And nevertheless, we still need the Pasuk that says, Meshach HaYovel Heimel Lubahar, that you can go back. Right, so Lamali, Shema Minad, Davar Shev Minyan, Tzorach Minyan Achal Atiro. Once you make a Takana, you need another Takana to remove it. The problem with this is that the Pasuk, I believe, of Meshach HaYovel Heimel Lubahar is talking about Luchos Shneos.
Maybe he tells you that. Maybe it's telling everybody that they have to go back to their wives because nobody was married kalach anymore.
Other could be, but that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says if that's the case, have another pasuk, and then have another pasuk. And I also have these two psukim. Why do we need the Mishnah? Why the third case of the Mishnah? So v'chitema, you might say hani mili b'doraisa. That would only be if the Torah tells you a certain rule. Right? These are din Torahs written in the Torah. But if the Rabbanan make a takana, then maybe once the reason for the takana expires as well without any action, so to Rabbanan lo, therefore, Tashma, Kerem Ravai, we have the Mishnah of Kerem Ravai, Va Kerem Ravai the Rabbanan, Kerem Ravai is a takana the Rabbanan, the Ka'amri Lake, Kvar Nimno Lechaver, or Bechitiruah. The only reason why you can do it is because the Chachamim, your Chaver, and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, made a takana to take away the original takana. So you see, that's why we bring this all in. We brought this all in to say that even post from Yochanan and Zakkai, Beitza Hanolda Bezeh is Asura Bezeh, because despite the fact that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai now changes when we can bring the Edim, the original takana that said the egg is Asur still extant, because nobody made a takana to get rid of that takana. Then comes Umar says, no, that doesn't make any sense. How about Hatalia? The fact that the egg, I'll say outside first, the fact that the egg was mutter or usser was all dependent upon whether or not you were viewing the day as 1 day or 2 days. The takana wasn't made on the egg. The takana was made, is today a suffix or is today a yom arichta? And as a result, the egg, that is the resultant rule is the egg. Right? The Gemara says, Amalei Abaye says to him, Beitzah Namni Imnu Allah. So maybe you'll say, oh, you know what? From Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai made his takana to now accept the Edim the whole day. He also included in his takana the egg that would be born would be mutter. Rabbi Chitain Beitzah Namni Imnu Allah. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai Vishayru, and said there's mutter. So the Gemara says, no, Ki Amnu Aedus, when they made the takana, they made the takana only about Aedus. They didn't make the takana about the egg. Abeitza lo imnu. So Amli Abai says to Rav Yosef, what are you talking about? Atu beitza b'minyan mihave? Beitza b'edus talgim mihotza. The original takana, nothing to do with an egg. The original takana had to do with the edus. And as a result, if you're not accepting the edus after a certain time, so then as a result, we know that today is Rosh Hashanah. We know that it's a Yom HaRichta. And as a result, the egg is going to be us. The egg is going to be usher. They never made the takana about the eggs per se. They made the takana about the day. So he says, "Atu beitzah b'minyan mihave." They never made the takana about the beitzah to begin with. Beitzah b'edus talgim milsa. The status of the egg is dependent upon whether or not we're accepting edus, right? Itzer edus, itzer beitzah. If we said no edus, then the egg is aser. Ishtari edus. When they start to accept the edus, then ishtari beitzah. Then the beitzah will be mutter. So this whole thing about davar shemin doesn't make sense because it wasn't. Why are you saying it's aser? Because davar shemin. The dominion came and said, now, we're accepting the edus. So the egg becomes mutter. Ipso facto, right? So Gemara says, then Rav Adar, Rav Shalman, Tarayu, Mibay Kluchis, they say, Omri, they said, Af mitakanas Rav Yochum and Zaka, the Eilach Beitz Asura. Even from after Rav Yochum and Zaka, they give another reason why the egg is going to be Asur, even though now, after Takanas Rav Yochum and Zaka, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, we did Suffolk, and therefore it should be Muteris, it's still going to be Asur, because they hold, my Taima, Mehera Yabonet Beis HaMikdash, we pray that speedily the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt, and now we have a problem. The Yomru, and they'll say, Ishtakeid, last year, Milo Achanu Beitz of Yontav Sheni, we ate the eggs that were born on Yontav Sheni. Last year, we ate the eggs. And now, this year, Hashtanami Nechol, this year we should also be able to eat the eggs. Below Yodei, and they didn't know, the Ishtakeid Shtei Kedushas Hain, that last year the reason why it was Mutter is because day one and day two of Rosh Hashanah were considered Shtei Kedushos. And this year, the Hashta Kedusha Achasi. And this year, it's one Kedusha. Which is fascinating because they're saying, here you're going to base the Mikdash, and we're still going to have that Takana of this Kalkul of Yom Bashir. That's going to be, that we're still be holding 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So that's why it's a Takana, another Takana, she just be careful, don't eat the egg now, even though it should be Mutter, because maybe next year people get confused. Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, that we're worried about what people will be confused from 1 year to the next, then don't accept the Edus anymore. Ihachi, Edus namino lekabel. Rav Yochum and Zakkai should not have accepted the Edus also. My time, well, again, the same reason. Nehiri Yavon Beis HaMikdash, we hope the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. The Yom Ruh, people say, wait a second. Ishtakeid, last year, Milo Kobano Edus HaChodesh Kol Yom Kulo, did we not accept the Edus the entire day till nightfall? So there, Hashtanami, so to this year, with the Beis HaMikdash, we should accept the Edus all night, and therefore, all day. But even though it's not going to be the case, because we're not going to accept the Edus after 3:30 in the afternoon, which I don't understand that. The Beis HaMikdash was built. Why do you have the concern anymore? But he says that, I guess, because you had that concern even when the Beis HaMikdash was around also. Okay. So then why would you accept the Edus? If you're concerned the confusion between last year and next year about the egg, be concerned about the confusion between last year and the next year about the Edus. So the Gemara says, no, Hachi Hashta, there's no comparison. Right? Hasam, then when it comes to Edus, Mesula, Beis Din. The whole concept of the Edus is up to the Beis Din. Beis Din is not going to make the mistake. They're going to know. Right, last year was last year, this year is this year. But the Hamonam, their Homan are, right, the masses are, so people are going to know and not going to know what the story is, and they're going to make the mistake. So for that, we're going to be concerned about. Now the Gemara says, Rava Amar, Rava says again, Af mitakanas Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Eilach Beitz Asura. Even after the Kanan Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, where we said that that Rosh Hashanah Shtei Kedushos, and therefore Nol L'Bzeh, it should be Mutaris B'zeh, still it's going to be Aser. Why? Mi lo modi Rav Yochum and Zakkai. Whereas Rav Yochum and Zakkai not admit she'im bo edim in a mincha l'mala. Right? Rav Yochum and Zakkai accepted edim from 3:30 to 6, right, on the, making the 12-hour day. So he had that 2.5-hour window where he still accepted edim. Does he not admit she'nogim also ayom kodesh l'machar kodesh? He says, okay, fine. The whole reason, the only thing that Rav Yochum and Zakkai said is we're going to accept the edim, this is what Rava says, that we're going to accept the edim, and therefore we're not going to accept the edim on the first day, and we'll start counting the Aleph Tishrei for the next day. But he still said, he never said that the first day that we were holding is going to be chol. It said the edim come at 4 o'clock. Okay, turn on the television. He didn't say that. We still kept it as kedusha, Right? He says, Milo Moder of Yochanan Zakkai, Shinbo Edim and Milchel Mala, Shinologim Oso Yom Kodesh, Ulamacher Kodesh. We know that today is Aleph. We know that tomorrow is good. We're going to count tomorrow as Aleph. Nevertheless, we're going to keep today as a day that's Aser B'Malacha. And therefore, Rashi says, Afal Gav, even though Tatikin Lekabel Edus HaKodesh Kol Yom, Lios Monim Lomodus Minarishon. The whole reason why he accepts the Edus that day, so now I know that today was Aleph Tishrei. But nevertheless, he's still going to hold it the next day. That's where we get our... The whole thing makes no sense for us. Because according to them, they're holding Rosh Hashanah on Lamed Elul and Aleph Tishrei. We hold Rosh Hashanah on Aleph Tishrei and Beis Tishrei. So that's for this reason, exactly what Rashi here says. Because once they accepted the Eidus, it wasn't that they said, we're not going to hold tomorrow Yontif. After 3:30, we accepted the Eidus only to count today as Aleph for the calendar purposes. But we can still count tomorrow as a Yontif. So therefore, the original Takana never left, so therefore the egg is still going to be us. We still have one Yom HaRichta, 2 days of Yontif, not Midin Safik. So therefore, he says that that egg is still going to be usher, and the Amar Rav, and Rav says, Hilchuk Avasei Derav, Hani Plus, these are the three things that we pass in like Rav, Bein Lekuba, Bein Lechumra, here was, that Beitza shall note that if an egg is born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be usher on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, no matter what.
Is that why there's never a topic about Yom Kippur? Because tomorrow...